Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have a special long toppings for you today. we're going to ease our way back into recording. Alessandra's not feeling 100%. And we did some fun stuff while we were in London last week. And we watched some movies on the plane, so we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we went to London. Emily met me at the airport, and we went for my bachelorette trip, Hindu, and we traveled together. So that was really fun. Really glad that we could take the same planes together across the pond to meet up with our friends.
That was definitely a lot better for me because I had recently had a very traumatizing plane experience, so I was definitely not looking forward to getting on a plane again. But all of my flights have been were very good. But it definitely made it a lot more enjoyable having Alessandra there, and it was cheaper flying from that side of the country.
Yeah,
and a lot less flying, which I greatly appreciate.
It really makes a difference when you're already halfway there, but.
I know, I never realized, like, just how far away California is from things.
It really is. But yeah, we arrived, like, a Friday morning, and this trip, I have to say, was one of the best trips of my whole life.
That's great to hear, also.
You know, even though I got sick afterwards, you know, because I exposed myself to the world, I think it was worth it.
You know, sometimes it's worth the risk.
It was so much fun. We got there and kind of chilled at our friend Vicky's place, but me, Emmy, and Emily all went to the V&A Museum, and that was the very first time I'd ever been to that museum, so it was fun to walk around. We were trying to stave off all the exhaustion of not sleeping on the plane the night before.
Yes, we attempted to sleep on the plane ride there, but I maybe got 2 hours of sleep.
I think I did as well.
I did not sleep very much at all. I don't even think I slept for 2 hours. I think I maybe slept for 45 minutes.
Strangely enough, this entire trip, I was like running on so much adrenaline that like I didn't really feel tired in the way that I normally do. Like I feel like I was just so hyped up for like 5 days straight that I just like did not allow myself to feel tired for like 1 minute. I was talking to you guys like constantly, trying to keep myself up. Like even that first night we had a night in, and Vicky had decorated her apartment to look, you know, how like the sign said bride-to-be, and I got to wear like my veil and sash, and it was just, there was balloons everywhere that kept popping and
and Vicky's scaring house. Vicky. Especially yeah. The ones with confetti in them. Kept getting all over her house, making a mess.
And then, goodness. Anne and Jenny came and made us dinner. But it was fun. We just kind of had a nice chill Friday. And I gave everybody their presents. Emily, would you like to describe the presents that I got you? That I made you?
So, Alessandra, this crafty bitch.
Some snot just came out of my nose because I laughed so hard.
She comes to her bachelorette party and brings everyone gifts. It was just too much. I just that and that and that just set the bar for the weekend, and it just got better and better. So Alessandra had the first thing she asks us on the tube ride to our friend's apartment is, "Did you guys bring umbrellas?" And I was like, "No, because I didn't bring an umbrella with me to Western New York, where I'm still currently at. I will finally be home next week. I will finally this 2 month adventure will soon be over." But no, did not bring an umbrella. Did not even think to bring an umbrella. Just didn't even occur to me. And she was like, "Cool, here's your first gift." And we're like, "What?" And she gives us these little umbrellas that she used her little Cricut machine thing to, and she printed out a little design that like has a little chicken and a little hen. This is like Alessandra's hen do, like 2023. And it was so cute. And mine was different than everyone else's because I'm the maid of honor. And
Also, like, because I know you like blue, and they had a blue, like a light blue one, like a
yes,
striped light blue one. So I got you
my
that
umbrella
one
was blue,
instead of the
but everyone
plaid.
else's was the plaid, and they were all very cute. The little brown, that was it was very cute. And then once everyone arrived at Vicky's apartment, she gave us little makeup bags, and Vicky's and mine specifically had. So if you listen to our Downton Abbey episodes, Alessandra's been working on some art that will eventually be on our shop, on our podcast shop. But she finally showed us the design of the Breakfast Club, and she put a little piece of it on our makeup bag. So our makeup bags not only had a little headdo design on it, but also had revealed the Breakfast Club design, and I almost peed myself. Like, it was so beautiful. And you gave us a little print of the "Nothing Good Happens in the Boot Room" design, which I'm sure that one will be on the shop too. Or we just want to do both of them. Yeah, they'll both be on the shop eventually. But they were beautiful. I'm gonna frame my nothing. Trying to keep it so it doesn't bend. It somehow got here and didn't bend. And I'm gonna make that thing home. It's gonna go home, and it's hopefully not gonna bend, and I'm gonna frame it. It's gonna be beautiful. I'm excited.
Yeah, I made the makeup bags from scratch. It took me a while actually to figure out how to sew that kind of window with that design inside of it, with the kind of like art around it. So I made one for myself that's just kind of blank, and I was like, I need it to look cute. And I spent like days on these things, Emily. Like, I spent so much time trying to figure out the best way to make them and to make them look good. Because they have kind of like a leather bottom. I like made the pattern myself. So I'm very proud of them. I'm gonna make a lot more of them and a couple more for the other bridesmaids as well who didn't get to come. And I'm excited. They're pretty fun to make as well. So
That's good.
I'm glad you enjoyed those.
They're absolutely beautiful. We also had our own present to give Alessandra. I had ordered on Etsy some fanny packs, or as they say in London, some bum bags,
Bum bags, yeah.
for Alessandra and for the rest of the bridal party. So hers was white, and it said "bride" on it in like emerald green, like a writing, like vinyl writing. And then the rest of the group had a squad with like some green, because that's the bridal colors, is like emerald green, like some foresty colors.
I love this, Emily. They're so cute. They're perfect. They're very, useful, which is exactly the type of present that I like.
If you're gonna wear something, it's best if it's at least somewhat functional. I mean, I know we had the veil and we had the little stash for you, and you wore it when you wanted to. You didn't wear it the whole time because those things are annoying to wear. But everyone loved wearing their fanny packs, and I wore mine almost every day because I forgot to bring a belt,
That's
and
what I
so I
was gonna
used
say.
mine as a belt for my pants, for the one pair of pants that I need a belt for.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were great. I love them. And then, oh, and then I also made those little pins that unfortunately we didn't get to use.
Right. Well, I'll bring
No one
it
wanted
for when
to cough up some money for the bride to drink.
I'll bring it for before the shower because we're gonna be going out again the night before the shower.
Oh yeah.
So I'll bring it then too.
Yeah, we'll try and coerce some people out of their money.
Yeah. And they might be more willing to do so.
Yeah.
So Saturday morning, I woke up and I was given a manila folder, and I inside there was a drawing by one of my other bridesmaids, Emmy, who had drawn several different clues because she's a great artist. And
Yeah, her pictures were so great. I
they
didn't even
were
know she did
amazing.
this. Like, we get there and I'm like, so are
Yeah.
we telling Alessandra everything that she is doing tonight? Or like, what's happening?
Everybody was
And then Emmy
hushed
had to like
around me.
whisper it to me. And I was like, oh, because Alessandra had no idea what she was doing pretty much the entire
I
trip.
did not. It was a surprise every day, every moment. The first thing was a picture of a boat with my name on it. And we
You did not
went,
get her a boat with her name on it.
no, we went to the canals and we got on a little like motorboat, electric motorboat that we got to drive ourselves and go and take like a 2 hour boat ride
Little
along the
picnic
canals.
boat ride.
Yes.
It was very cold.
It was chilly.
It was chilly.
Yeah, I
It
definitely,
was very cloudy.
it was cloudy, but it would have just rained, and so it was perfect because no one was there.
No
It
one wanted to go
was
on these boat rides.
truly great, and we got like, blankets to sit on. We had tons of food. Like Anne just got all this food and pastries, and oh my God, it was so magical going on this canal ride. Like, I don't even know how to describe how beautiful and wonderful this like canal ride was. It was like as soon as we got on it started to, it was a little cloudy, but the sun started to break out, but it was still like nice and cool. It wasn't too cold. We were all wearing the right stuff. And we went down the canals and around like the park and through like the zoo and got to see
Through
like
a
some
part of the zoo, we saw some
hyenas
zoo
and
animals.
monkeys.
Yeah.
Like it was so great, and I got to drive the boat. And then there was one time we went in this really long tunnel, and Emmy went to pick up the grapefruit juice and pour it into Emily's glass, and she dropped it, and
Oh.
then she picked it up and put it on the table, and it was upside down, and then it was pouring all over the place. It was amazing. Definitely a really special, like wonderful trip. That the beginning, it started off with such a great. I'll cherish. I like remember every moment of this trip. Like I swear to God, I'm gonna like think about it all the time because it was just like so. It's like every moment I was like taking it in. Like I was like searing it into my brain.
And honestly, we have such a great group of girls. Like, we all get along, and it just was. It was even very fun to just plan this trip for Alessandra. Like, we had our little monthly meetings, like our monthly phone
Yeah.
calls, to discuss, what we were gonna do. And but it was a great success. And then after the canal, what was your little picture, Alessandra?
We got another clue. We went to this little brewery, but then we sat down to chill out and warm up. And my next clue was a stack of books with a bunch of different store names on it, and it was a bookstore crawl across London. So we went to what was the first one? Dwight or Dirt
We went to
something?
Daunt.
Daunt Books first, which was beautiful. And then we went to
I loved that bookstore. That was such a pretty bookstore.
oh, it was
Hatchard's had
oh yeah.
Haddard had
That was
had
the
had.
third one. Or no, that was the second one?
We went to. So there were five on the list, but we could only do three
Three.
because we had something else that day
You're right.
too that we had
Hatchard's
to
was the
make it
second
in.
one.
Yeah, I think it was Hatch. So we went to Daunt, Hatchard's, and then
And
Waterstones
Waterstones, yeah. So
on
Hatchard's
the
was a
first
little
day.
bit, it was also like a small one, but that was also like a queen appointed one.
Yeah, Daunt was bigger than I thought it was going to be. I didn't even go downstairs or upstairs. There
Me
was like
neither.
a, there were three level. I stayed in the middle. Like I just didn't even.
And you bought a bag, and I, was determined to, not that I didn't want to buy nothing. I just didn't want to. I don't want to buy things that I'm not going to use or need. Like at the moment, I'm kind of like, I don't, not that I couldn't spend the money and I was spending money, but I just like felt that I just didn't want to buy, especially like a fiction book. I knew that I could get that in America. So I was like, well, I'm going to try and find a book that maybe just calls to me. It's the best way to describe it. And I did eventually.
My limit was 0 to 1 books per bookstore,
Right, yeah. You got a lot of books. There
and
was.
I did that. I got one, but well, we went to one extra bookstore that I didn't get anything at. But yes, well, I needed a tote because
Yeah.
my backpack was already pretty full when I got there. I was gonna be unloading some stuff, only the bum bags from my bag, so I only had a limited amount of space. So I needed the tote in order to bring all my shit that I bought home. So,
It worked out. You got one of the Daunt books, blue ones, your
which
brand.
is very pretty. I do love that tote bag. It's really amazing.
Is really great. I'm kind of sad that I didn't get one, but then again, I don't need any more tote bags. Like I have
I
like
definitely don't need any more tote bags,
ugh.
but I'm on vacation, so a vacation Emily spends.
Yeah.
She spends the dough. So yeah, I got 5 books.
Yeah, got a lot of books.
Got a lot of books. Well, okay, my criteria was get either like a Brit like a UK version of a book, which I did.
Yeah, you sure did.
I was mistaken actually. I remember I told you that I had one of the books for free on Kindle.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I have a
Oh.
book with a similar title name
Oh my
that I
God.
got for free.
No
It's
way.
not the book. So I ended up buying the book. It's called Lessons in Chemistry, and one of the bridal party members had told me that the author of Lessons in Chemistry hates the American version of the cover. So I was like, well, I have to get the UK version then. And it was a Waterstones exclusive, so it has extra content. And I love that shit. So I'm really excited to read that one. It's apparently her debut novel, and it's supposed to be very good, so I'm very excited. And then everything else I just kind of bought because I either already planned on buying it or it intrigued me.
That Waterstones was very big.
It was like three or four
No, it
stories.
was
Geez, I didn't even
five
know that.
stories. It was five stories.
Five
Yeah,
stories?
and
Oh
I
my
actually spent the
God.
majority of the time in there trying to find the bathroom. And
Guess I
eventually I
heard about
did. It
that.
was on the top floor and there was only two stalls. So the line
Really?
was long. It was so
Oh
bad.
no.
I was like,
Good
why
thing
do
I
you
didn't
only
have to
have
use the restroom.
two stalls? This is a five-story like bookstore. Are you kidding me? With two restaurants in it. Two. And there's still, sorry, that was my side. Still the fact that there was only like two stalls for women. I'm like,
That's
what?
ridiculous.
I that has to be illegal. Anyway, we went home after that because my next clue was a I think it was like afternoon tea like stand.
Oh yeah, the tiered treat, the dessert
Yes.
stand.
Yes, the
The
stand.
three-tiered stand that you often see at afternoon tea.
So I didn't know where we were going to afternoon tea, but I did know we were gonna go. And so we went home and we got dressed a little bit nicer. And then we went to Reuben, which is across the street from Buckingham Palace for some royal afternoon tea. And Emily and I got the bottomless Prosecco option, which
Yes.
was gorge. I loved it. I drank a lot of it. I think that they didn't give us enough clotted cream because we kept having to ask for more. And
You give scones and you have to have your people ask for clotted cream? I mean, come on.
I think that because we were American, they were like, oh, these
They're
American
not going to want
girls,
clotted cream.
they don't
Excuse
know
you.
what it is. I'm like, excuse me? Give me my own pot of clotted cream. I'll eat the whole thing.
We're not ignorant.
No, so anyway, that was amazing. Everything tasted really good. I think my favorite,
Tea was
yeah,
amazing.
the tea was so stinking good.
The sandwiches could have been a little
I
better.
agree. The curry one was the best one, and the other ones were okay.
I've had some better sandwiches at afternoon tea, for sure. Those definitely couldn't have been better.
I agree.
But the desserts were awesome.
Yeah, they were like everyone I tried was even better than the last, and I was like blown away. I was just blown away. They were so tasty. Yeah, I think we had a nice time at tea, and then we went out. We kind of split up a little bit, and then we went out in the South End a little bit, over by Jenny and Anne's neck of the woods. And we went to this cocktail club that was in like a basement. It was like underneath the this like center park that was like a like a little park that's in like a cross section, and it was underneath that, and so it looked like an old like tube station, and it was
Yeah.
very small and very loud in there, but wasn't very busy compared to other places I've been to, so it was pretty easy to get a drink. But also their bathroom was fucked up, so that was a whole thing. So then we left.
I did not use that bathroom either. What? And then there were some people dressed up as people from the Matrix or something
What?
that were there. There was, okay.
I didn't
So,
see that.
one of the girls went to the bathroom and said that she almost punched someone because someone was like dressed up as
Oh,
like Yero
yes.
from
Oh, is that what Jenny said? It was too loud. I
like
couldn't hear
and they
what she
scare
was
her or
saying.
something.
She
I don't know.
said
There were some
something
people dressed up in
about,
costume there.
yeah, something about like a costume, and they had like a costume gun as well, and she wanted to punch them. And then she was like, "Don't do that. I'm American." They're like, "Oh yeah." Gotta be really aware of guns. It was like they were like they had like a fake gun, I think, or something.
Did they? Okay, I didn't hear about this fake gun. I just heard that they scared her and like an out of reflex, she like almost hit them.
Oh, maybe that was it. I truly could. I heard half that conversation because it was very loud in there.
Was loud in there for sure.
Also, there was somebody who saw that it was my Hindu because I was wearing my veil, and people kept saying congratulations to me, which was very nice. But this one guy just kept being like, why are you here? Are you marrying a British person?" And I was like, "No, I just really like London. Just doing my Hindu here." I do think it was just odd for people to understand, like, oh yeah, I like traveled halfway across the world to celebrate with my friends.
I mean, that seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah, I don't. It's not like London's the middle of nowhere.
No, and it is very often a vacation spot. So like, so why wouldn't someone want to celebrate their Hindu there? I don't know. That just seems weird.
Then we went to like this wine club. This was the longest day. There was, I mean, we went hard. I could have stayed
We did
out.
do a lot.
I could have had another drink, honestly, but I was like, you know what? No, we gotta go. So then we went back
We had
home.
kind of an early. We already delayed our day the next day because of how late we were out. But also a part of the decorations that we got. Vicky didn't know that this was going to come in the decorations, but we also had some penis straws.
Yeah.
So we had so so I put some penis straws in everyone's bum bag.
Yeah. Like we used them.
And I only used it at the second bar we went to, at the second lounge or whatever. This other place was a lot more chill. It just was.
I liked it. It was a good spot. We walked in and they had a seat for us right there. They had a whole table like right in the front. It was amazing.
A
Like,
whole booth.
what are the
Yeah, it was great.
chances of that? Like, It's a busy place. And we
My
walked
feet
in and then it
loved it.
was
Oh my God, my feet were dying.
yeah, Emily had like not the right shoes on. You just had some
I didn't have the
Reeboks.
right shoes on, and on the longest day with the most walking, I wore my booties, and that was just the wrong idea. I immediately got some blisters that
Yeah,
I
I
had to
did
deal with
too.
for the rest of the weekend. And my feet were mad at me. At many times, I wanted to just cut my feet off. Like they were.
Oh no.
I
That was the
needed a
worst
whole
part
day
about the trip.
of
Yeah.
just sitting. That yeah, that was just that was the worst.
I almost
It
got the
was just the
blisters as
feet.
well because of the walking. I should have worn my tennis shoes, but it was like raining partly that day, so I didn't want to wear my tennis shoes. But I should have.
Yeah, it
I
didn't
should
rain a
have.
lot. It didn't rain a lot. We got a lot of use out of those umbrellas. Those aren't.
I know.
They were very good.
They're cute.
So the next day, we were supposed to catch a 9:45 train, but we went for the 10:45 train.
This is a smart idea.
And what was your picture, Alessandra?
It was like a bunch of houses. Was it.
So this technically was our Downton Abbey day of the trip. We unfortunately we could not go see the actual Downton Abbey house, like manor, where they film, because it is closed for the season. You can't even like just go near it to walk around it, like it is closed off.
Yeah.
And it's a little difficult to get to. And then we were trying to see if we could get us to the Cotswolds village that they film at for Downton Abbey. Again, it's very far away.
We don't have a car. We
And
can't get there.
you needed multiple taxis and like a car and like and
Yeah.
just transportation that we did not have. So couldn't do that. But there are some closer Cotswolds villages to London, and we were able to go to two of those.
Yeah.
So on the
Merton.
on Sunday, we did our Downton Abbey Cotswold Village Day.
Yeah, so we got on the train and I have my tickets here actually. So we got on the train and we got off at Morton on Marsh, Morton and Marsh. And then we did some like really great little like antiquing there. It was actually like super cute. And also when we got on the train, it was the busiest train because it was Mother's Day. And
And the train had two less cars on it or something.
yeah, so
Like
no one had a seat.
it
It
was
was
all kinds of chaotic. Like it was
crazy.
messed up.
But the six of
And
us
so
like
and this
stood around
Yeah.
each other, like huddled around each other, and I got this great picture of us all leaning into the picture.
And this one old guy got on the train and he was like, "I have a reserved seat. Where's like I need to go get to my seat." And we're like, "Dude, the train is too full. You cannot get there." And then this guy on the intercom had to keep saying, like, "We apologize. This train is shorter than we normally have. It's Mother's Day weekend. We are not accepting like reserve seating right now. Like it is just get your ass on this train and you deal."
Yep.
This guy was mad.
Yeah, he was. I mean, if I was him, if I was somebody sitting down, I would have given him a seat because he was like an old man. Like, of course, he
I
was
mean,
gonna be
sure.
mad. Like, he deserves a seat.
Sure.
Doesn't need to be standing on those old feet.
Sure.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got off at Morton on Marsh and we did some antiquing. It was fun. We looked at some really cool stuff. We
Lot of
actually
stuff was
did.
closed in this town, so that was a little sad,
I'm
but
so
yeah, we still
sorry.
got some good antiquing in. And it was really just to pass the time to get to this second place, which was oh.
Oh.
And while we were antiquing, I saw. Well, okay, I don't know whether to say this now or to say it like at the time where I actually found it, because like it was already on my mind at this point. So, okay, I'm just gonna start talking about it. So, while we were antiquing, I saw there were two things I was interested in getting. Ever since we did the afternoon tea, they had like these cute little strainer cups where you just like lay it over your teacup and then you pour the pot with the loose leaf tea in it directly into the cup and this little catcher like catches the loose leaf tea. I wanted one of those. And so I was kind of looking for one in the antique shops. I only found one and it really wasn't one that I liked too much. And it was like £55. And I was like, I don't really want to pay £55 for this one. And then Alessandra had told me that the bookstore by her place in Boston has the same thing. So I was like, okay, I'll just wait and get it there. But at these antique shops, and like every single one I went into, there was a toast holder, like from Downton Abbey. If you listen to our episodes, you'll probably see me freaking out or hear me freaking out about the toast holder that we see in the Downton Abbey episodes when they're served breakfast. And I was like, am I? I was like, Alessandra, am I? I'm gonna clap. Am I buying a toast holder today?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
We eventually did find one at the one of the antique shops we went to in the second Cotswold place that we had to take a car to. Somebody came
Yes.
and picked us up. It was amazing that you guys organized this.
Just don't, yeah. It was all Anna and Jenny.
They organized literally a taxi to come and get us and take us, and it took us like 20 minutes to get to this other little town that was away from the train station. And what was it called? Burton on the
Burton.
Water.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, Burton on water or Burton on the water. Probably Burton on water or something.
It was one of the cutest places I've ever seen in my life. It was so stinking adorable. It had like these rock buildings. It's just like these old craggle rock buildings, and then tons of cute little shops and a little stream with running through the center of town with like
With multiple bridges.
many cute little fucking bridges like everywhere. You know, and so
Just every fucking where.
I'm so sorry.
Everywhere you look, there's a fucking bridge.
I cannot talk without like coughing. And we went in all these little cute little stores. We got a little pastry from like the Cornish pastry shop, and you know, we just like it was great. We were just wandering around. Just Emily got her toast holder for 9 pounds.
Yeah, so every toast holder I was seeing was either made of like ceramic or made of like this pewter or like,
Yeah.
I don't think it was silver, but it was probably like pewter or
Some
like
of them were, I
sterling.
think, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, or like steel, I don't know. But they were either like too boring or like too fancy. And I was like, I don't, and they range from like 50 to like 100 pounds. And I was like, I don't want to drop that much money on a toast holder right now. But we walked into one of the last antique shops we walked into, and I'm looking everywhere, and I turn the corner, and I see her. I see her. She's a ceramic toast holder. She has like some very small detailing, and she was 9 fucking pounds. And I was like, perfect, you're coming home with me.
You were really worried about it, and I was like, Emily, you're not gonna get any better than this. Just get this.
I mean, I also had to shove this thing, like make sure it like got here safely in my backpack. I
Yeah.
still gotta make sure it gets home safely, like in my luggage. Like it's this isn't even the end of its journey.
No.
Like I already traveled with this thing from London. Now I gotta travel all the way back to California. It's like fucking insane. But you know, I got a toast holder, and you know what? I couldn't be happier. I feel like a different person owning a toast holder. Like
Can't wait for you to
It's the
use
most
it.
Downton Abbey shit I could do on our most Downton Abbey day.
It
Like, I
really
mean,
was. It really was.
I had to. I really had to.
Yeah, there wasn't anything in the antique stores that I liked. Surprise, surprise. I don't usually get anything in those kind of stores. Again, they have to be something I really want.
Like a toast holder.
But what we did do, like after we had gone shopping, we had a little bit of time before we had dinner. So I'm so sorry. Okay. We had a little bit of time before we had dinner, so we went to another surprise that Anne walked us over to, and it was the little miniatures museum of like
Yeah, so
the
Burton on
model
Water,
village, Burton
yes,
on Water.
has a miniature village inside of this village,
Yeah.
and apparently Britain's best like miniature artists are work in this area or whatever. I don't even fucking know, but it was like
Yeah.
this whole There was this whole extra exhibit you could buy, like you could pay for like $1 a pound extra to like go see, and it was just like Britain's best miniaturists.
So the whole entire
So
town
fucking
was
cute.
in miniature form, and like you could walk around it. It wasn't like teeny weeny, like, you know, it was big-ish. Like you could still walk,
It was pretty
basically
big.
you could walk around the streets on your feet is the best way to describe it. Like you could,
Yeah.
the alleyways were the streets, right? And it
Yeah.
was all in the
This isn't
ground.
like Legoland where you just stand at the edge of a railing and you could see everything in front of you. Like it's you could walk around it. These houses were pretty big.
Yeah.
Like these were
And
like kids' playhouses almost,
it,
like
there
the
was like a
size.
church, and there was little people inside, and they were singing. You could see them. And
And there was a miniature of the miniature in the miniature
yeah.
inside of the miniature.
There's a model village there, inside the model village, and then inside the model village is, yeah.
Three times.
It was
So
like
you
three times.
walk inside the model village. You walk over to the area where the model village is. You see the model village in that model village. And then if you look further, there is another model village inside that model. So it is model village section.
Yeah.
Three times. Like three times. Four
Anyway,
times. There's one.
I was crying. It was the cutest thing ever. I was dying. And then we went to this cute little
To get a
shop.
traditional Sunday roast.
Yeah, Sunday roast, and we also like walked over to this little bridge area, which you didn't because your feet were hurting too much, but there was also this
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
really cute area around the corner, scenic area. So that was too much. Everything was too much. It was so cute. It was so stinking cute. I was dying. Yeah, we had a really good roast. I had a fish and chips. And a beer, and then
I also had fish and chips, but I tried some of other people's roasts.
the
And it
taxi
was
came,
delicious.
picked us up. We went back home, and I think we just chilled out,
I think
right?
we technically went back to Morton-on-Marsh.
Yeah, we did.
Morton-on-Marsh. And we kind of hung around until our train showed up. And then we went home and we went back. I don't think we did anything. I think we just went our separate ways and went back to. While at Vicky's, we did watch all three High School Musical movies while we were in London, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Because Alessandra hadn't seen the third one.
No, and it was more convoluted than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it really took that extra step that probably wasn't necessary.
It just went into this direction that I thought was just too bland. I was like, why not make
I
this
know,
more interesting?
compared to the second one, I mean the first one itself is pretty bland, but it's got its charm. Like
Yeah.
it's good. Like the first one's great. And the second one's just a fever dream and it's amazing. And then the
Yeah.
third one is just it just tries it tries to be too real. Like it tries to take itself too seriously and it's not what we want. It's not what we wanted.
Yeah. So anyway, then Sunday,
Monday.
Monday, I'm sorry. I don't My days are all fucked up. Then we like just
You
we
finished the book tour.
yeah, that was a good day. So three of
We ordered
us.
some breakfast. Oh, we ordered some breakfast. Okay, I gotta talk about my coddled egg.
Okay, you talk about your coddle day.
We ordered from this place called Egg Slut. And I was just gonna get like a breakfast sandwich, but then I saw the menu. There was a coddled egg, and I'd never had one before. And I was like, okay, well, I'm an egg fiend, so I must try one. And basically, it's when you just stick an egg in. It's kind of like a soft boiled egg. You put like an egg inside of a jar or like some sort of like container, and then you basically boil it or like steam it. So that's very soft boiled. But theirs was like on top of some mashed potatoes, and then it came with like some baguette to a dip, and it was very delicious. Was very exciting. I will definitely look for coddled eggs in the future to try other places' coddled eggs. And that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Yeah, from Egg Slut, which we do have in America as well.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, there's some in LA.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then
And
we
the book
went,
tour.
yeah, so we went to some bookstores kind of, oh, we went to Speedy's first, which is one of my favorite diners that I used to go to when I lived there because it was in Sherlock. It was the little diner next to Sherlock's house. So I love that place. So go check that out if you need breakfast and you're in London. It's got a
I think
traditional
Alessandro tried to
breakfast.
take me when we went that first time, but I don't think we were able to get it because it didn't look familiar to me.
Yeah.
But it was very fun. There was pictures of Sherlock, like Benedict and Martin Freeman on the walls. It was very cute. I got a potato jacket.
Jacket potato.
Jacket potato.
Yeah, I got a like a full English breakfast. And you know, it doesn't cost very much, so it's a real plus that place. And then we walked over to some of the other bookstores, and they weren't that far away because I guess I just planned this really well. And they were over by where I used to go to school. So it was really cool to see that. Emily saw the Bloomsbury Publishing where they publish all of Sarah J. Maas's books, and she freaked out. It was very exciting.
Yes, so we added two extra bookstores to the tour because they just happened to be nearby. So one was kind of like a witchy,
Yeah.
like kind of magicky themed bookstore,
And
like
we got
feminist bookstore.
a plant magic book, which was great.
Yeah, it was a vibe. And then we were trying to find this other one, but it kind of seemed like it was more of an academic, like you need an appointment to be
Yeah,
there type
rare
of thing. So we're
books.
like,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, we're like, okay, we're not going to try and get into this. But then as we were walking down the street, I see a plaque and I'm just like reading the walls. And I see the Bloomsbury what is it called? Symbol. And I was like, oh my God. And so like I freak out, I take pictures of it, I send it to my friend at work who introduced me to the Sarah J. Maas books that I'm still currently reading. I'm on her last book. I'm hoping to get it done within this month so that it takes me a year to read all of her books.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. I'm really going slow through it. But I kind of nerded out a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was gonna react that way, and I did. I kind of hyperventilated for a little bit. But it was really fun. And then we went to the last two books on the tour, which was the London Review. And
I got a
wait, was
book
there one
there.
more?
I got the birds, like a of history book. So it's just like, Nine Birds That Changed the World, that's what it's called. It's signed by the author. Which is a nonfiction book. I didn't think I was, I mean, I guess I kind of was aiming for maybe something like a nonfiction book. And it's
Yeah, you
really
also bought
nice.
that bird tea towel while you were in the
I was
Cotswolds.
gonna say that, which I just hung up on my wall above my bed, me Danny's bed. It says Birds of Britain on it. It's like all the different birds. On the tea
It's quite
towel.
magical. It's quite magical, this tea towel.
I do really like it. It's got some flavor. Yeah,
And I saw one of the birds that was on it. We were driving to Burton on Water, and I saw a pheasant on the side of the
Oh
road.
my God.
I saw it. I think I saw a male and a female, and they were just hanging out on the side of the road.
That's
I was
amazing.
like, oh, those were some funny looking birds. And I saw it on Alessandra's tea towel, and I was like, hey, I saw that bird today. And they're like, yep, there's a lot of those around.
That's great. Wow, they're on the tea towel.
Very
Then we
fun.
went on to probably the coolest bookstore, which was called Word on the Water, which was on a
Oh,
boat. So the whole bookstore was on this like canal boat.
canal boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we got on the boat, there was a old man and a black cat, and it was like such a vibe. It was such a cute little bookstore. They had a ton of different books on it. New
Yeah.
stuff, old stuff. It was great. The cat.
Yeah, the two guys that work there are very talkative and chatty. They
Yeah.
love chatting with you.
The
I was
cat's name
chatting
was
with one of them
Ships.
about the cat's name was Ships. I was chatting to one of the guys about the author of Neverending Story. He recommended a book to me. I actually need to add that to my story graph still, called Momo, I think. Mumu? Momo? I think so. That's what it was called. So I gotta add that before I forget. But yeah, bought a book from there too. I bought a book from every place, except for the witch place.
Then we walked up the canal to Camden Market and we had some beer and met Anne there and had some dinner before we went off to, and we had some dinner and we
Oh
ate
yeah,
in the little
we've
bubble.
given you your final picture at Speedy's, but we didn't have the envelope, so we just showed you on Emmy's phone.
Yeah, it was a picture of like a front of a building, like a marquee, and it said like my name on it, but it also had a picture of Jane Austen's profile. So I knew it was like a Jane Austen show. And so we all went to Leicester Square and went to a show. It was like a Jane Austen improv show. So that was really fun. We got there and got some special cocktails. You
I got a
had,
Spritz William,
yes, Prince William. Yeah.
which was like
It's like gin and
elderflower
prosecco.
gin and like just tonic water, I thought.
Yeah.
Or prosecco, I'm not sure. I think it was just tonic water, but it was like elderflower gin and then tonic water. It was very good.
The show was really funny. Basically, they just kind of picked a name that somebody gave them, and it was
Carriage, a
carriage
carriage
named
named Desire.
Desire, and then they just kind of all the actors made up the story as they went along. So it was very silly and very funny. Yeah. And then we went to Five Guys afterwards to just kind of debrief before we all separated. And I wanted to tell all my girlfriends how much I appreciate them and everything that they did. And it was just such a magical time. And like you said, the group was really great. And I think it's because I have the best friends ever. And when you do that, you have no drama. There's just nothing going on. It's just fun. It's good vibes.
It was very good. It was a very good trip.
And then, we watched the movies on the way home on the plane. So I guess this would be a good time to take a break before we talk about some movies, which we won't
Yes.
talk too long about them because I'm getting tired.
Yes. Let's quickly do these after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back. I'm so sorry I keep coughing, and I wanted to ask you again how you're feeling because you spent an extra couple days with me, and I didn't know if I got sick on the plane. Like, if I picked something up on the plane, you seem fine.
I feel great.
Okay, that's amazing.
I don't know. And also both my sisters are sick right now, and I'm still great. I'm
Yeah.
just having some emergency every day and just kind of keeping my distance. But yeah, I'm great.
That's
I didn't
fantastic.
catch anything. That I've checked. I might have Kimmy picking up a COVID test just in case, but I mean I don't have any symptoms.
Yeah, I took a COVID test just about an hour ago, and I do have COVID. This is my very first time ever having COVID for 3 years. So Guess it was going to hit me eventually, wasn't it?
I guess so. I guess so. And I still have not gotten it, to my knowledge.
Yeah, that is true. So good job.
Going strong.
I still think this is quite a long time to not get it, and I'm pretty proud of myself.
But oh, for sure.
I'm just glad that you're okay.
A lot of places are acting like it's done. It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I was actually surprised at how many people I didn't see wearing masks in London, like, or even at the airport. Like,
yeah.
I did not see anyone wearing masks.
Well, even at the height of the pandemic, they weren't wearing them that much. It was a pretty lax situation in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. So the three movies we watched on the plane ride back were The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, with Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal, and See How They Run with Saoirse Ronan and
Sam Rockwell
and tons of other people. And then
we watched Nope.
And then Nope. Finally watched Nope.
Yeah, we watched three movies from 2022 that we didn't get a chance to see yet. So it was kind of perfect. And I did enjoy watching Nicolas Cage's movie. I thought that was fun. It was very silly.
But it was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was silly. It was sweet.
It was
action-packed. It really had everything in it.
Yeah. The cast is really funny. I really like who plays his wife, which is, what's her name?
Sharon Horgan?
Yes. Sharon Horgan. She is so funny. I like her in everything that she's in. Just her, like, the whole story of him just kind of having that the ex-wife with the daughter and trying to, like,
I apologize if you can hear my niece. She does not want to go to sleep right now.
Yeah, she's not a good sleeper.
She's been toddling real hard lately. Sometimes sleepy time has been a little rough on my sisters. But we're just gonna power through this.
Yeah, so I like this movie. I thought it was really fun. Pedro Pascal's like heart of the movie, I think, was really sweet, and you know, it's just like exactly what I thought it was gonna be. Just kind of action.
I guess I thought there was gonna be, I thought there was gonna be a bit more like maybe some more wild scenes, because it just seemed like that kind of movie. But it was very like it's not like it was taking itself too seriously. Like, it was definitely making fun of itself, but like in a very good way. Like, I don't know, but then it was still kind of taking itself seriously a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, I thought it was very fun. Like, I really liked it.
Yeah. I liked the end as well, where it kind of like transitioned into the movie scene.
Yeah, basically their whole experience got turned into a movie, and it was just a movie within a movie.
And Demi Moore was the wife.
Was the wife. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, that's...
And Tiffany Haddish and that other guy were really funny, and Neil Patrick Harris was also funny. Like, it just was... It was a great cast. Like, these people were really great.
Looked like a beautiful place to film a movie as well. I guess in Spain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gorge.
Very beautiful. Okay, do we want to move on to See How They Run?
It also did inspire us to watch Paddington 2, so we're gonna do a little Paddington 2 watch.
We're gonna do a whole Paddington smorgasbord, because I don't even think we've talked about the first one.
No, we didn't.
Like, and we should watch both.
It. Yeah, I
think I've seen it, but
I've not
all
seen
the
second one, and I want to see it so bad. I've wanted to watch that movie for years now, years. So. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, not only that movie bringing it up, but there's this TikToker I follow who talks about movie news, and he talked about Paddington 2 a lot. So, yeah. Like, he's, like, one of the best movies ever. So, we have to watch it.
It's like, going to become, like, Babe for me. I think it's going to be, like, that's the level of good that movie is. It's like Babe. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, See How They Run, which we both somehow took a nap during this movie because it was a little bit boring. There was...
I'm gonna say right now that Alessandra wanted to watch this movie.
I did. I sure did.
I did not care if we watched it or not. Mm-hmm. But you know, it has Saoirse. I mistakenly thought that this was a Wes Anderson film just because it has his usual peeps in it. But I should have known by the turn of that that this was absolutely not a Wes Anderson film. It just like it kind of had that flair, like it, and that character, like it wanted to be a Wes Anderson film.
The cinematography and the production design, it kind of mimics it. You know, it's not quite the same, but just the panning shots and stuff like that. Oh man, your niece is not having it tonight. Oh boy.
The colors aren't nearly as bright.
No, that's true.
As a Wes Anderson film. And things weren't nearly as symmetrical. But yes, it definitely had Wes Anderson-esque like stylistic themes. But no, this was completely not. This movie was boring.
It was very boring. It was, you know, the fact that it was like centered around the play Mousetrap, which is very funny because it's its 70th year this year.
Mousetrap. We saw various posters of it in London in the tube.
And I had seen it a few years ago when I went. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago or something like that. I saw it with my brother because it's so old, and you know, on the side of the building, Mousetrap, like when you walk inside the lobby, it says this is the, you know, 100-something-thousandth showing of Mousetrap or something, and it like counts it every time, right? It's pretty crazy. Gosh. And in That's the movie, insane. It's kind of honoring that because it's the 100th show. There's a murder on stage of Adrian Brody, who's kind of a dickhead. So everybody hates him, but they like kind of Sam Rockwell and Saoirse kind of go around trying to interview all these people who are in the show and produce the show and stuff to see who murdered Adrian Brody. But it's like it's so slow, and it's trying to be witty, and sometimes it's funny, but generally it's just like painful. And just pedantic.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best that they could write around this.
And honestly, like, and, you know, Saoirse and Sam Rockwell's characters, you know, she's like, you know, the lackey. She's kind of learning. She's learning the ropes of being an investigator or whatever Sam Rockwell is. But like, they didn't even have any chemistry. Their whole dynamic was just wasn't good. Like,
I totally agree.
They didn't have that
10 minutes. They didn't have that. You know, it was.
They didn't have that link, that connection. Like, they're just because Sam Rockwell was just like a drunk.
Yeah.
And like, was just showing up late for his job, and you know, Saoirse was like the goody two shoes who wrote everything down. And. And she jumps to assumptions, and it gets her in trouble. But it just I didn't like them together. Like, it just didn't work. Wasn't fun.
I totally agree. Wish it wasn't the case, but that's what happened. You're back, Emma.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I might need to plug in my phone because that was it saying low battery.
Okay.
Okay, let me just plug this in really quick.
I'm just gonna... Oh, also, it had that actor from Triangle of Sadness in it, which I...
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Which I had recognized him. Harris Dickinson. What a name. He's got a great name. He played Richard Attenborough. And I had also seen Harris Dickinson in that Kingsman movie.
Oh, yes. I never saw that one.
Yeah. That one was
Because
okay.
I probably heard it was bad.
Well, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't good. Like
Okay.
it was middle. It was mid.
Okay. Was it better than this movie?
I
See
would
how they run?
say, it this that is a totally different tone. There's so much going on in that movie that's not like yeah, also the cast in this was majorly misused. Like they're all extremely talented and they were all just like dead on arrival on the screen. It's like you have Ruth
Yeah,
Wilson in here. Come
there were
on.
way too many scenes with just Sam Rockwell and Saoirse. Like they needed to use these other people.
It was definitely strange. But okay, yeah. So then we're gonna move on to probably the best movie, I think, or at least the most like critically acclaimed one of them all, which was Nope.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared to watch this movie because it's obviously Jordan Peele and it's a thriller. It's just a scary movie. So I'm
It
always
definitely wasn't as
gonna
scary as I thought it was going to be. Honestly, the scariest part was when those kids were pretending or dressed up as aliens trying to scare them, like in the barn.
Yeah,
That was the scariest part.
that was pretty funny. But it was, an alien movie. I guess I didn't know what this movie was about. I guess it was aliens. The trailer was so vague, so like it was really difficult to understand what was happening. And also the like concept of the movie was a lot different than I think that it was very creative sci-fi, in which there's like an animal version of a UFO. That's
Yeah, it was
basically
basically
just
like a large sand dollar in the sky.
Oh
Like, that's what it
yes.
looked like.
It totally was just a
That's
sand
basically what it
dollar
looked like.
that turned into like a big old flower in the end.
Yeah. The other part that was kind of scary, but I didn't quite understand how it tied into everything, but was the whole Steven Yeun like monkey thing.
Oh, I got
Like I
it.
understand what can you tell me?
Yeah, so the concept was that, you're kind of threading through the whole thing, this idea that you shouldn't be trying to like tame wild animals and like you shouldn't be
Okay.
trying to like kind of you should always expect them
Control
to,
them.
yeah, don't control wild animals because in Steven Yeun's like younger childhood, he was on a TV show where the monkey of the show went crazy and killed some people on set, and it maimed one of the girls. And like that has the potential, like any animal has the potential to do that, right? So especially wild
Yes.
animals. So
Yes.
I think that's kind of the like through line of like. It's kind of like that environmentalism kind of thing where like you just shouldn't try to like control the wild as well, and the then you kind of realize that the UFO's an animal and they also
Yes.
have like horses that can be tamed, so it's kind of like a is this an animal that can be tamed the same way like a horse can be tamed, or is it just gonna break out and murder you,
Yeah, where in this instance they kind of just had to trick it and then kill it. Basically.
Yeah, because it was like actively murdering people, and so there was like some scary scenes. Like there was that one scene that sucked up all the people at that like old ranch town, and you like
Yes,
saw
because we
them
learned
get
that Steven
eaten.
Yeun's character was trying to feed it,
Yeah.
basically, was trying to tame it, basically.
Yeah. So that was scary.
That was very scary. There were some very shocking scenes. It definitely wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, but there were definitely some spoopy parts.
Yeah.
Especially with that monkey. The scenes with the monkey were terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this movie. As I pictured from a Jordan Peele movie, Us was the same way. I thought that movie, there was also like a lot going on. It had a lot of layers, and they're always like very kind of like, he's not just a horror movie director. Like he's a socially conscious horror movie director. So there's always going to be some theme in there. That's kind of like related to real life, or like has anything to say, has some themes. They're not just, it's not just scary for being scary, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I really liked Daniel Kaluuya's performance in this. Like, it felt so different from Get Out. Like, mm-hmm. just, he kind of played this very, like, you know, so in the beginning of the movie, his father dies, and he kind of, it seems like he kind of like disconnects after that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to run this ranch, or, you know, he's trying to sell off the horses. Like at first, it seems like he's trying to just kind of get this stuff out of his life, so he doesn't have to keep probably being reminded of his father. But then he kind of, so like those kind of motivations were kind of confusing, because I was like, okay, are you trying to sell the ranch, or are you trying to take it back? Because like yeah. he was, but then he wasn't. So like that was a little confusing.
Yeah.
But then once everything got kind of mixed up with the floating sand dollar, it kind of started to get its stride. Like kind of once we were off of that and onto something else, it kind of was like, it was kind of off the tracks a little bit, and then it kind of clicked into place, and then it was kind of steering towards the end.
So that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. But I really liked how observant he was. He was very silent for a lot of the movie, and he just kind of would stop and observe things. He wouldn't like immediately scream and run away, like how a lot of people act, in horror films. He was very calculating, strategic. It was very good. I really liked it a lot. I liked his character a lot.
Yeah, and there's those moments of funny, like the comedy that he has. Like when he's in the truck and he kind of like opens the door slowly and looks up and sees the sand dollar, and then he closes the door, and then he's like, nope, nope, nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
And like you're waiting for him to kind of do that, because he kind of did it when the kids were also like messing around with the alien thing.
Yeah, he was like, "Nope, nope," and he starts running away.
It
was really something.
They were trying to get this thing on camera, so they like told the cinematographer from like from the movie that they were on, who was just like one of those takes himself way too seriously kind of artists that like is just going after the greatest shot ever and dies trying to get the greatest shot ever.
I couldn't decide if his voice was soothing or if it was like grating, because it was just so deep and so raspy and rumbly that I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
He's like, just I couldn't
off-putting
decide.
Off-putting person, I think, because of his intensity.
He was a little off-putting. Yeah, he was very intense. And then Angel from Fries was pretty funny, too. Him and Kiki were really great. Mm-hmm. Everyone was really great. It was really fun. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah. So we watched those three movies on our flight home.
I still haven't watched Us. That one seems the scariest out of the three. I've seen Get Out, and
horrifying.
I really liked Get Out. I don't know if I'm ever going to see this. I don't know if I'm ever going to see that.
So
it looks
freaky.
So scary. Oh, it looks so scary.
Yeah, I like that movie, but not as much as sorry, his first movie. Sorry, my brain.
Get Out?
Get Out, yes. Like, Get Out, I think, is the best one of these three, but they're all good.
It was so good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it won an Oscar, so.
I think it did. I think it did. It was very good.
Yeah.
It was very good. Nope was very good too. I'm glad we watched it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the great trip, Emily. We had such a good time. I'm glad you're not feeling sick. And we'll always remember London.
I'm glad you had a fun trip also. It was very fun planning it. I love you.
I love you too.
All right, that's all we have for today. This is a very long episode. We will get back to our regularly scheduled stuff once Alessandra's feeling a little bit better. But if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher and IMDb. We're also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. And if you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow our social media, we have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. We also have some merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.